Hello, I'm Jerry Newcomb. Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. Right now, our guest is Dr. John Trent, and he has been working to help increase literacy rates lately. Dr. Trent, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's an honor to be with you. Thank you.
Sure. Well, now, first of all, just tell us a little bit about your background. You're the same Dr. Trent, I assume, who wrote books with Dr. Gary Smalley?
Yes, I had the great honor of writing several books with Gary, and boy, we sure, you know, missed him and are glad he's home with the Lord. But man, that was a great honor to get to work with him for about a decade.
Mm-hmm. And it was one of those books about the blessing, kind of like the importance
yeah.
of parents blessing their children. I got a copy of that book and found it very helpful. Thank you for writing that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was my doctoral dissertation. And
cool.
And actually, there's a movie coming out by the Kendrick brothers that did Fireproof and things
yes.
like that called
yeah.
Show Me the Father that opens in about a month or so. And it's really based on the blessing. So a lot of exciting things. I still teach all about that. And again, thanks for the kind words about the book. And it's still out there helping people.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting, too, as far as the Kendrick brothers, one of their movies was about fathers and the importance of fathers. I believe it was called Courage. Or courageous,
yeah. mm-hmm.
courageous,
and yeah,
so to
courageous,
hear that,
yeah,
yeah, they're
going
to follow up.
Yeah, they're going to follow up. They're actually going to follow up on that, and then also they're going to do this is really a documentary called "Show Me the Father," and it's really about the blessing. So
it's
that's neat that they keep bringing us back to that. I just read an article just yesterday on how. People can say whatever they want, but the bottom line is fathers make a huge difference in their kids' lives.
Oh, they totally do. I mean, we're seeing right now, you know, in America with the murder rate increasing and so forth and the whole defund the police movement. But when you really dig down, a lot of this are fatherless homes, and it's just such a tragedy.
Yeah. Boy, it is. And so this new book that we're talking about today is called The Relationally Intelligent Child. And boy, it begins with that need that kids have for attachment. And we'd call it blessing as believers, you know, but just that deep need for attachment. And unfortunately, so many people are like me. I grew up in a single parent home, never met my dad until he left when I was 2 months old. I never met him until just before college. Well, I used to be an anomaly, okay? Now, that's the norm,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that, boy, the more we can do to talk about the importance of being, you know, who God created us to be, relational creatures, and build strong relationships and help our kids do that, then that's sure worth doing.
Okay, so this new book that you've written, you've co-written it with Dr. Dewey Wilson, the name of the book,
yeah.
again, The Relationally Intelligent Child, the subtitle, let's focus in on that. In fact, we could just spend virtually the rest of the whole program talking about this subtitle or the content of this, 5 Keys to Helping Your Kids Connect Well with Others. So,
right.
Okay, give us an overview of the book itself, and then we could hone in on the 5 keys.
Sure. Well, I mean, let's face it, the average parent that are coming out of now, you know, this pandemic, and I mean, unless you're in Texas or Florida, is, you know, they've been so locked down and pushed, everything's been pushed to the screen. And so the parents are all worried now about IQ, which is really a capacity measurement. And okay, I'm all for helping your kid with math and science, but where they're really losing ground is relationally. And bottom line is screen-based relationships, and we knew this before the pandemic, but now it's just compounded, don't do the same things in terms of building strength and character and life. Just, I mean, life. University of North Carolina just came out with a big list of the 5 things that are, you know, the biggest health concerns for kids. Okay, well, guess what the new number 5 is the lack of face-to-face relationships. And so, you know, right up there with obesity and everything else. So bottom line is our kids are just dying, literally, because they need to get out and build relationships, but a lot of us have forgotten how. So those are those five things that we really have talked about.
Sure. You know, when it comes to the pandemic, you would think, especially during the lockdown, that, you know, fathers would have the opportunity to spend more time with their children. They were almost forced to. Now, I know a lot of people got cabin fever and so forth, but you're saying that, no, in effect, what happened was relationships deteriorated during the lockdown. Or can you unpack that for us?
Yeah, no, exactly. Because, you know, you'd think, oh, yeah, I'm just locked in with the same group of people, which in some cases is good and in some cases has been bad, frankly. Look at the way that, you know, depression and anxiety is just skyrocketing with kids. And a part of that is that, you know, we were really built to go explore and to go relate with others, not just in our home. But again, getting locked down has been so detrimental. And we're going to find that out. More and more studies are going to come out that just say the whole lack of school and the lack of relationships has just negatively impacted this relationship. This generation of kids in particular. But I think what we can do is say, okay, let's help our kids get back to being relational. The same kind of things that are benefits that are there in real life aren't there on the screen. So let's get them out there. But boy, there's that anxiety and fear for a lot of people. So do you want me to just real quickly go through those five things?
Yes, I would. Yeah, you can go ahead and, yeah. First of all, why don't you list all five, you know, bing, 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 and then we can unpack the, you know, and then you can just wax eloquent on each one.
Okay, all right. And so, you know, if a kid, so picture your kid walking, being able to walk up to another, to a group of kids, or being able to carry on a conversation with an older adult, or, you know, relational intelligence is, the IQ is a capacity measurement. It's like, you know, how many facts can you have? Relational intelligence is an applicational, description. In other words, it's can I cross, build that bridge of connection with others? So to do that, here's what you need: secure attachment, fearless exploration, and they all build on each other. Secure attachment, so I can go out and fearlessly explore my world. Well, when you do that, you're going to fall down, so you need to know how to get back up. That's unwavering resilience, and it's in the process of doing that, of feeling secure, beginning to branch out, falling down, but being able to get back up on our own, that we begin to make wise decisions and realize, man, that didn't work. I'm not going to do that the next time. And then from wise decisions, the last one is, man, now we're able, with that attachment, exploring, being able to get back up, make great decisions. When our kids can begin to do that, then the world isn't all just about themselves, and they're who they're called to be, which is to go change their world. And the last one is future-focused service. So now you're looking at other people and how can you build into their lives, not just, you know, what's going on with me. So those are those five things that we go through in the book and have instruments you can take to see, well, where are you today? And again, with the goal being we were created for connection. So, man, how do you help your kid go out and get connected and go change the world for the Lord?
The first one you said, it was a phrase, something attachment. Did you say cure?
Yes, cure attachment, yeah.
What's the word?
Secure attachment. Secure.
Oh, secure. Oh, okay. Secure attachment. Okay. Meaning, okay, they start at the process where they have to know that they're loved, that they're accepted, that kind of thing?
Well, exactly. And like, for example, UVA did this amazing study, and it was replicated in England at Plymouth University, And what they did was they had students stand at the base of a big high hill, right? They put a 45-pound backpack on them. Now, if you go to ranger training, if you're going to become a ranger, you're carrying around the entire training about a 47 to 50-pound backpack. So that's a heavy pack, right? Mm-hmm. So you put this heavy pack on this college kid. You have them look at this high hill in front of them, and it was a visual perception study. So they'd say, okay, how high is the hill? How hard is it to climb? Okay, when you're all alone, every one of these kids, what would they do? They would, the hill was higher and would take more energy to climb it than it actually did. But then they had people that were walking by as in twos. So they grab, hey, are you dating this person? Or is this your roommate? Or are you attached to him? And so if they were close friends, they'd have the friend put on a backpack too and put their hand on their shoulder, because now they're going to climb the hill with them. And if you had a friend climbing with you, guess what? I mean, bottom line is, Jerry, the hill shrank and the effort shrank. And our kids are facing big-time challenges. There's a lot of high hills out there. So when we build attachment into our kids, it's like saying, okay, you got my hand on your shoulder. And the study that was replicated in London wasn't – there was no other person there. They just said, think about somebody. That if they were standing there and had their hand on your shoulder,
imagine this.
Who would be that person? And the hill shrunk. So again, boy, when we build attachment to our kids, even when we're not there, we're helping shrink hills for them.
You know, by the way, I just read an anecdote where this child was in the hospital and he had some sort of terrible problem, and his father was with him hours on end, and his father was a very, very busy man in the church and so forth. And the boy said, by the end of the day, this has been the best day of my life. And I almost fell out of my chair. No, I'm serious. But he meant it, because his dad was there giving him all this attention and just holding his hand through the whole trial. It was amazing.
I just read an amazing study on, again, just what you said. When you hold someone's hand, you know, now again, it could be a hand on the shoulder, meaningful touch. That's part of how we bless. We build attachment. And then once you get that attachment, once you feel like, man, I can do this, I've got somebody behind me, well, now you're ready to go out and explore, you know. And then if you explore, you're going to fall down. But once you learn how to get back up, then, you know, you can start making those positive decisions that then free us then to say, okay, I'm ready to go now and change my world. So that's kind of how they cascade together. But it starts right with what you're talking about, which is that secure attachment.
Well, we have about 1 minute left. It sounds like you and your co-author are really saying, look, parents, I know it's a hard job, but it is achievable. So how about a closing thought for about 1 minute?
Yeah, I'm telling you, Jerry, the best people in the planet to be able to teach their kids to be relationally intelligent are parents. They're not educators or somebody else. I mean, it's parents, and we were created for connection. So even if you're like me and you didn't grow up with maybe a great model, we can learn it, because, again, the Lord's created us for connection. So great to get to talk with you today and encourage parents. Man, don't just worry about their IQ score. Spend some time helping them be relational, and that's what the relationally intelligent child is all about.
And is there a website for the book?
Yeah, just go to the relationallyintelligentchild.com, and we've got tons of tools there for them as well.
Dr. John Trent, thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
Hey, thank you.